Techonomics on KGO A10. Welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. This week, we're leading with eSports, as in Leagues of Legend, as in more than 300 million fans and viewers. There's a worldwide electronic sports tournament underway, and the prize money is in the PGA Championship range. And major media brands are getting into the eSports game. We'll also check out the corner suite. This time, the evolving role of the chief financial officer. CFOs are shredding the stereotype of wearing the green visor and getting more into big data and business leadership. Finally, on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton has a roundup of new laws where California is once again leading the way when it comes to making the country cyber safe again. All that and a little more is just ahead on Techonomics on KGO A10.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your show host, Jason Middleton. In Silicon Valley, there's a stage in every business that is critical to any sort of success. That stage is called audience acquisition. Now, without user eyeballs, companies cannot monetize. If they can't monetize, they likely will not survive, unless they're gobbled up by a bigger company. So if audience is a benchmark, the esports phenomenon has skyrocketed past expectations, and you may not have even noticed. But ESPN has, and YouTube has, and those are just media brands you've heard of. This weekend and in the month to come, one of the biggest esports tournaments is happening. The game is League of Legends, and the prize purse for the winners is north of $3 million. Why such interest? A recent esports tournament garnered 338 million audience members, viewers. For comparison, the NBA Finals pulled in 20 million viewers on a good night. And speaking of the NBA, investors in esports include LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, and several other stars. What are they seeing? Okay, enough lead-in and setup. Let's get under the hood with a senior editor at ESPN.com. An editor who had a hand in building out ESPN's e-gaming platform.
My name is Ryan Garfat. I'm a senior editor for ESPN.com.
And you are former editor for eSports, is that correct, on ESPN?
I helped the eSports group. I helped launch the eSports site on ESPN.com. It was the first top-level sports launch on ESPN.com in 13 years.
Outstanding, and congratulations. And it says here that there's a global celebration of competitive esports coming to at least this weekend in San Francisco, September 29th through October the 2nd. But that's just the beginning of it. I want to be part of this global celebration. I think most of my audience does, too. So let's start at a 30,000-foot view and then circle our way down to what will eventually be the final. So why am I celebrating this competitive esports mastery, if you will?
Sure. The most popular game in the world is League of Legends, and it is beginning its series of World Championships matches. They go from September 29th to October 2nd, and then again October 6th through 9th in San Francisco at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. It is the over 100 million people a month play this game worldwide. It is easily the most popular game in the world. People will be watching mostly on streaming channels, but there are two cable networks in South Korea that broadcast esports on linear. It's the most popular game. People are going to be watching it all over the world.
Right. And you mentioned like watching it first, getting familiar with it, and then experiencing it is the way to go. And this very much is a spectator sport, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we were talking with Riot Games owns and creates League of Legends. It's the only game they make. They're out of Santa Monica, California, down here. And they were saying that they were surprised that this became a spectator thing. They did not develop this game in order for it to become a professional esport. But the community became so enraptured by this game, it sort of organically grew into a spectator sport. And really, to see this game played live and the other top-tier esports is very exciting. People don't leave their seats. There are very few breaks. It's a really electric atmosphere.
Now, we have various levels of expertise when it comes to gaming, at least according to our Facebook comments and some of the tweets and stuff we've been seeing. So take me through a sit-down with a session, if you will, on the most popular game in the world.
Sure. League of Legends is called a MOBA, which stands for Multiplayer Online Battle Arena. It's a five-on-five battle where each player on each team chooses a character to represent them. Each character has different abilities that complement each other. And just like regular stick and ball sports, there are positions, there are expertise. And at this highest level, They're extraordinarily precise. It's a difficult game to watch. I kind of compare it to people watching football for the first time. It can be very confusing, but you can pick out what the goal is. And the goal in any League of Legends match is to basically capture the other player's base. You start on opposite sides of a map. Your characters go through lanes and jungles and battle towers and other players in order to capture the other team's nexus, is what they call it. Each game can last between 20 and 45 minutes. Each match, usually it's about best of five for each match. These teams are professional. They are sponsored. Yeah, that's basically the overall view of League of Legends. There are other games that are in the same category, like Dota 2 and Heroes of the Storm. Both are made by different companies, but they all are pretty much the same idea as the capture the base thing.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this tournament that we're speaking about specifically right now, which is the League of Legends World Championship. We're in late stages for that championship, and I'm looking at the prizes, and not to be too base about it, but these are no joke. This is PGA stuff as far as the purse goes.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the prizes. Like, the two major games that give away the most money, the top tier one is Dota 2, which is another MOBA. It's developed by another company, Valve. They just had their world championship up in Seattle. It's called the International. Their total prize pool was $20 million. The first place winner, the first place team, split total prize purse of $9 million. So each one of these guys gets, you know, just under $2 million each. These players are 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. These are young millionaires. Uh-huh. In fact, the Dota 2 finale was the first esports competition to break that $20 million gap. The League of Legends World Championships is lower. It's a total prize purse of $2 million, with the winner getting a split of $1 million. But Riot has announced some changes to their infrastructure to really boost this prize purse, and I think the next year we're going to see it pushing in the $20 million mark.
Wow, that's kind of phenomenal, yeah. And I think it might be a little bit surprising to some audience members. I'm glad to see it. It seems like there's a lot of involvement with just understanding the games, but also like getting in there and getting expertise and getting hooked a little bit. And I have to admit that my producer, Liana, has a question, and she's wondering how many girlfriends were sacrificed in the making of this competition, because I think that she's a gaming widow in some ways.
I think in order to be a professional at this level, just like anything, you're sacrificing a lot. These guys live in houses together. They practice 10 to 12 hours a day. It's certainly a labor of love, and it's a young person's sport because they burn out. Most of these guys will get their girlfriends back right around 23, 24, 25 years old,
right?
Because that's about the time where they start burning out and they try to get their lives back.
We're speaking with Ryan Garfet. He's a senior editor at ESPN.com, and he's also lending us his esports expertise. Let's stick with the tech a little bit here, because I want to talk about Twitch and gaming in general and viewing and spectating of games. Amazon spent a lot of money to pick up Twitch, and it looks almost prescient. Jeff Bezos is very good about those kind of acquisitions. Are you seeing Twitch having a good, positive, or neutral effect right now, or is it just pushing things out into more of a zeitgeist kind of situation?
I think that Twitch and now YouTube Gaming, and there's other platforms like Azubu and even PlayStation Network, where it's kind of changing what broadcasting is and what broadcasting means. It's forcing the conversation for broadcasters to account for their online audience. A good example is the last year's World Championships for League of Legends fetched 36 million viewers for the finals. Now, I don't know if Nielsen counts online viewership, but that's a hefty number. And in fact, the World Championships were in Berlin, and so it would make it pretty early for North American audience, and yet 36 million still tuned in. Mm. Over the 4 weeks of that tournament, 338 million people watched at some point. Put in perspective, the last year's NBA Finals averaged 20 million, and the largest audience, which was Game 6 with the Warriors-Cavs, was a peak at like 28.7 million. So this surpasses the best that the NBA could offer.
Wow. Ryan, those are stunning numbers, honestly. And you kind of stole my follow-up question there now about viewership and comparing that to existing sports, if you will. I mean, well, one of the reasons people don't cut the cord necessarily is because of live sports through their cable box. If you can get unhooked from that, then a lot of ways you can cut the cord and use your Apple TV, your Roku, your Fire device or whatnot. But here you just need an internet device and a willingness to watch and learn in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the beautiful things about YouTube gaming and Twitch is that they can be accessed pretty much anywhere. And I think that's where really what allows esports to spread is the ease of streaming yourself and streaming these competitions.
That was Ryan Garfat, a senior editor at ESPN.com. The League of Legends tournament is in San Francisco, then New York and Chicago, and the finals is at Staples Center in Los Angeles in October. Coming up after this next short break, we'll have even more with ESPN's Ryan Garfat. And then after eGames, we'll take a peek in the corner office. This time, we're looking at chief financial officers. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back for more.